Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hallelujah. El Shaddai means the one who is mighty to nourish and supply and satisfy. Like the breast to the infant, that's that infant's total source of supply. Everything that baby needs comes through the mother's breast. God is that to us. Our total source of supply. That's why, you know, if you notice, I have you say that virtually every offering. Thank you, Father. You're my total source of supply. Amen. Because of you, I never run out. Right? You remember that? Why? What's that? That's stirring us up that we know who our source is. The government is not my source. My natural family is not my source. The church is not my source. My job is not my source. My investments are not my source. God Almighty, El Shaddai, is my source. So I'll always be fed. I'll always be taken care of because He cannot run out. He cannot fail. Right? So I'd never lose any sleep about going broke or failing. Ever. I said ever. I never worry about paying the bills. Ever. I said, oh, I don't believe it. Well, believe it. I didn't say I was always that way. But you keep feeding on this. Keep feeding on this. It'll push fear out of you. I said, it'll push fear out of you. God's my source. Said out loud, God's my source. The Almighty. El Shaddai is my unlimited, unfailing, complete source and supply. Hallelujah. Now let's go to another one. Genesis 22, just back up. You got time for another one? What kind of God do we serve? What kind of God is our Father? Is He a God of richness or a God of brokenness? Is He a God of poverty? Is He a poverty God? You know, I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but you know, some people that oppose this message so adamantly, some of them are wealthy. I mean adamantly opposed against this kind of preaching and teaching. Are wealthy. That's hypocritical. If you believe in poverty, practice it. At least be honest. Right? If you believe in sickness, don't dare go to the hospital, try to get healed. Did you hear me? People talking about, well, we better not just pray that God would heal them. We don't know if it's His will to heal them or not. Then don't you just jump and run to the hospital when something gets wrong with you. You better pray and see if it's God's will for you to be healed. If you really believe the Lord put that sickness on you, then what, you want to try to get rid of something from Him? Well, that cancer is a blessing in disguise. Well, then you better not try to get rid of it. It is not a blessing in disguise or otherwise. It's a curse. I said it's a curse. It's not from God, and you don't have to have it. Anything like that shows up, resist it. Fight it. Yeah, you can go to the doctor. Fight it with everything at your disposal. Fight it naturally. Fight it spiritually. Fight it. Overcome it. Amen? What about poverty? Same thing. Fight poverty. Amen. It's not the will of God. Fight it. Amen? Amen? Sometimes you're battling against generations of entrenched unbelief passed down through your family of poverty mentality. And you may not just think right after 3 days. But friend, if you'll stay after it, just stay after it. Just keep pumping the Word in. Keep pumping, not people's opinions and theories, the Word. Just keep pumping it in. Pumping it in. Pumping. Faith will come. Amen. Amen? Amen. And you'll rise above it. Hallelujah. And some of these things in material prosperity, you don't see it all in a week or a month, but if you just stay after it, just stay after it, stay after it. I can tell you from experience, it gets better and better. I'm so glad I didn't quit after 10 years. Boy, what I'd have missed. I'm so glad I didn't quit after 15 or 20. Man, I mean, you know, when you get to the 20 mark or so, boy, it really starts getting good then. Don't quit. I said, don't quit. Sad. People try tithing for a month. They say, well, I tried that tithing business and it didn't work. No, no. Like the Bible says in the Psalms, until Joseph's word came, the word of the Lord tried him. No, you don't try the word and see if it works or not. It tries you. Everybody say, I'm staying with it.
I'm staying with it.
I'm staying with it. It is the will of God for me to prosper. And I'm staying with it. Amen. Stay with it. I'm talking about year after year after year. If you're a visitor, don't mean you have to be here. Or if God leads you from here somewhere else, just stay with the word. Stay with that. And you will increase. And you'll be made a blessing. Genesis 22, are you there? Here is another major way that God revealed himself to Abraham. Through one of these compound redemptive names that tell so much about who he is, what he is, his character, his will, his way. It's when God told Abraham, to take Isaac, his only son that he loved, up on the mountain and offer him up as a sacrifice to the Lord. Most precious thing in his life, without question. And boy, you can see why God picked this man to be in covenant with, couldn't you? Because, I mean, he didn't wait a day. Very next morning, he gets up, heads to the mountain. Because, see, he and God's in covenant. Back years before, God had revealed himself. And you remember that they sacrificed the animal and put the parts, and God came and met him in that holy place. And basically what was happening is God committed himself to Abraham and basically said, you know, what I am and what I have is yours. And Abraham said, and what I am and what I have is yours. Covenant. In covenant with each other.
Thank you, Lord.
God had made him rich. God had given him a son in his old age. A miracle of miracles. One day God and Abraham's talking and he said, Abraham, you and me in covenant. He said, yes, sir. God said, everything I have is available to you. He said, thank you, Lord. You've made me rich. He said, everything you have is mine. He said, yes, anything. Anything I got, everything I got is yours. He said, good. He said, I want Isaac. He said, Isaac. He said, yeah, I want you to bring him to a place I'm going to show you and give him to me as a sacrifice. You want Isaac, Lord. He said, yep, I want Isaac. You know, there are times in life when God will ask you for your Isaac. What is your Isaac? It's the most precious thing to you. Oh, friend, when he does, don't blink an eye. Because he wouldn't even ask such a thing unless he believes you are somebody he can take into the heavenlies with his blessing. I don't imagine Abraham slept much that night. First thing in the morning, no delay, tells you what kind of man he is. First thing in the morning, he got up. Told the boy, get the wood, get the fire, let's go. They went to the mountain. He told the servants, now here's faith talking. He said, y'all stay here. Me and the boy will be back. Yeah. Somebody said, well, he just, you know, believed he's going to die. No. He believed, see, this is covenant. Does this sound familiar? Offering your only begotten son. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, sir.
He believed for the resurrection as God's covenant partner. Hebrews says that he accounted that God was able to raise him from the dead. Remember that in Hebrews 11? He got to thinking. I imagine he laid awake all night. And he thought, why would God ask me for this? Why would God? And finally he began to think, now God told me that in Isaac, my seed was going to be He's already said that all of this seed, like the stars in the heaven and sand on the seashore, is going to come through Isaac. He mentioned him by name. He called him. So he can't die and not have any children. Before the night was over, he had come to this conclusion. I reckon God will just have to raise him from the dead. And he had that kind of faith. So that he turned and told those guys, you stay here, me and the boy will be back.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, then he didn't fully intend to kill him. He fully intended to kill him. Dead. But he believed God could and would raise that boy from the dead. Even from the ashes. He believed God could do it. And he believed, not hope that he might, he believed he would. Can you see why he's in the book? Can you see? Woo! He believed for the resurrection. Now, you know, without teaching on all this, fast forward to Jesus. God gave his only begotten son. Offered him up as the sacrifice for mankind. To death. And raised him from the dead. No devil, no demon can ever question it. No host in hell can ever challenge it. Why? God's covenant man did the same for him.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. God had every legal right to do it for man. And he has. Oh, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What Kind of God Is He? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R319. That's R319, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory through my Lord, Jesus Christ.
God's my source.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30, and child care through age 8 will be provided. If you would like to join with us live on the internet, you may do so by visiting our website at flcbranson.org. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website or call 417-334-9233.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.